The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Welcome back. This week's question is from Saeed in Egypt. He would like to know, why does baking powder put out a fire? It looks very inconspicuous, yet there is a lot to learn about chemistry hidden in a packet of baking powder. Let's take a closer look under a magnifying glass. This white powder consists of three different ingredients: sodium bicarbonate, better known as natron or baking soda, an acidifier, and last but not least, starch. The starch separates the soda and the acidifier, keeping it dry. This is very important. Neither of these substances should start doing their job before being let out of the bag. The chemical reaction can only take place when water is added or when it is heated in the oven. The baking soda then reacts with the acidifier and a gas known as carbon dioxide emerges, the secret of making any cake rise to the occasion. After all, it is the small gas bubbles that make a cake's batter wonderfully light and fluffy. Okay, but what does baking a cake have to do with putting out a fire? Quite a bit, actually. Carbon dioxide has many useful talents. It can not only help you bake a cake, but can also help you put out a fire. You can quickly make a baking powder fire extinguisher yourself. First, you fill a plastic bottle with some baking powder. Then you make a hole in the lid and stick a straw through it. Add a bit of vinegar and close the bottle. Your fire extinguisher is ready. You can also use hot water, but vinegar is more effective. The mixture now starts to foam inside the bottle. The baking soda reacts with the acidic acid and the carbon dioxide gas emerges. Exactly the same reaction as in the cake batter. If you were to then hold the straw towards a burning candle, the carbon dioxide would act as an invisible cover over the flame. The fire would suffocate, since it needs oxygen to burn. The carbon dioxide suppresses the oxygen until the fire can no longer breathe. So-called carbon dioxide fire extinguishers work using the same principle. You could, of course, simply pour the baking powder directly on the flame. Heat also releases its carbon dioxide gas, but one packet will surely not be enough. The flames must be lost in a fog, covered in a cloud of pure natron or baking soda. That is, by the way, the basic working principle of powder-based fire extinguishers. So you see, whether you are baking a cake or putting out a fire, carbon dioxide does the trick. Now it's time for me to turn up the heat. In the oven, that is. I've still got to bake a birthday cake today, so until next week, don't forget to listen up. Bye for now. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.